Thank you, Lisa, for your kind introduction. It's after lunch and we have a small group. I hope everyone can stay awake. Okay. I want to acknowledge my colleague who's in the audience, Dr. Laura Frensky. And Dr. Waib and Dr. Orobachan could not be here today, but I'm sure they're here in spirit. This afternoon, I will give you a brief background on two frameworks. One of them is the HMN framework, Health Metrics Network framework, as well as the conference, the Bellagio eHealth conference that occurred in July of last year. Talk also about the results of the assessment tool, specifically in the area of resource management, and conclude with recommendations and implications for domestic and international public health informatic capacity. In talking about capacity building, we want to move to a vision of an integrated strategic framework model where we have knowledge and science as the central core of several concentric circles, which typify the connections and integrations within partners. And from the knowledge and science center, all other circles, as well as interactions and would emanate. And then we have the impact, the research circle, which impact on our people and the communities that we work with. We can also talk about six subsectors where we have our partners having a vision for health for all and the research that informs our work, as well as our ethical and community responsibility to others and the education and best practices that we share with others, as well as the building of relationships professionally and among our communities and leading to the connectivity between partners. So we have some interesting challenges in global health information, namely the lack of informatics best practices with great variability in data reliability, validity, timeliness, lack of universal use of application of informatics architecture and standards, concerns about privacy, confidentiality, and security. And we also have some lingering cultural, social, and political impediments to data exchange and sharing. Certainly at the country level, there's intensive data collection by a wealth of health workers, as well as reporting demands on those workers, siloed data at the local country levels that are growing in volume. And also because of lack of formal training in information system, limited analysis and use of data for planning, management, or decision making, and the lack of capacities to generate and use quality information, as well as a chronic underinvestment in information systems. Partners are aware of these many challenges, and they convened last July for a period of a month in Bellagio, Italy, to make the connection between global partnerships and local solutions. Over 200 partners in healthcare, technology, finance, policy, and government met to set an agenda based on policy and evidence. And some of the outcomes were to foster collaborative networks, to engender global partnerships, to look at knowledge and capacity building, to develop globally reusable metrics, tools, and templates, and to support country-level initiatives. One such initiative is the Health Metrics Network, which aims to increase the availability and use of timely and reliable health information in countries and globally to commitment and coordinated investment in core health information systems. And this goal can be achieved through the three following objectives: to establish and achieve consensus on a health information system framework, to apply framework to strengthen country health information systems, which would enable health information dissemination and use for decision making. HMN was established in 2005 by the World Health Organization. There are 70 countries that have implemented the HMN framework. And today we will look at data on 54 of those countries, and specifically looked at an in-depth analysis of 19 of those countries. The HMN framework defines health information system standards and components, and it provides common vocabulary for countries to help in their discussions. It describes a process of and outcomes for strengthening health information system. And as I mentioned, close to 70 countries and 25 global partners have contributed to the framework. And the framework assesses on 6 different factors: health information system resources, indicators, data sources, data management, information products, dissemination, and use. So with indicators, you have monitoring vital events, health system metrics for the data sources, data warehousing, health information system policies, and under health information system resources, you have the human and financial resources as well. The next slide will look at the roadmap for implementation of the HMN framework. The ultimate goal of a health information system is to allow various system, health system stakeholders to make transparent and evidence-based decisions. With the HMM framework, the first phase starts with leadership and coordination and assessment. 70 countries in low and middle income countries have come to phase one with success. And 22 countries have actually done a strategic plan and visioning and are in the process of looking at ways to implement and plan for a health information system and to secure funding. I have to note that the HMN framework from is provided funding, seed funding, for the first phase through the WHO's HMN framework. And no country really is at the phase three where you have a complete integrated health information system. So despite the call for action at Bellagio, as well as the health metrics framework, which has been deployed in 70 countries, substantial questions remain regarding the best strategies for public health informatics capacity building, particularly in Global South countries. So what is a tool? The tool is an instrument that actually has 197 questions. And we looked at the questions in the resources area, which include 25 questions in total on policy and planning, institutions, human resource and financing, and health information system infrastructure. We look specifically at the 13 questions regarding institutions, human resource, and financing. So the HMN tool is a baseline, a way to monitor progress and to have a baseline from which to work for. And it also helps to support the implementation of the HMN plan. Health information system was assessed in terms of inputs, resources, processes, selection of indicators and data sources, data collection and management, and outputs, meaning information products and information dissemination and use. The 13 questions on resources had a scale from 0 to 3, from not adequate to highly adequate. It's interesting to note that 94 of the 54 countries for which data is reported are either at the present but not adequate or not adequate stage. The 19 countries for which we conducted an in-depth analysis actually have a percentage of 87% either at not adequate or present but not adequate as well. The qualitative analysis of those 19 report showed that there is inadequate national capacity in core health information sciences to meet health information needs. There's also a lack of coordination and advocacy of health information system at all levels, subnational, national, and district level. And there is a need to strengthen health information system in the areas of leadership and governance. There's also inadequate funding levels for a functioning health information system. And the health information system workforce needs to be decentralized. There's a need for mobilizing extra resources in support of HIS, in support of institutions at all levels. And also there's a need for financial support for tool development, records, and form development. We can conclude that the HMS assessment tool, as it is being used, effectively bring various constituencies together, such as Department of Labor, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Education, in the countries in which it has been deployed. There's also inadequate national capacity, as I mentioned earlier, in core health information sciences. There is a high turnover of the workforce that is trained, and there's limited training, actually. There's also inadequate funding levels and lack of coordination and advocacy at all levels. Some of the recommendations that follow is to sensitize country leadership to the needs for deploying health information systems. To continue with in-country strategic planning, which is a phase two of the framework. To collaboratively develop in-country certificate programs, which would also lead to master's program as well as PhD programs in health informatics. To involve major stakeholders, Ministry of Labor, Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health. To link data information to resource allocation. To decentralize the HIS workforce. To increase budgetary allocations for health information systems. To improve, integrate, and align HIS strategy to development policies, and also to develop standardized informatics technical evaluation tools to examine architecture standards, interoperability, and to provide effective training on the assessment tool. I want to acknowledge some of my colleagues at CDC. And leave you with this quote. It's not because countries are poor that they cannot afford good health information. It's because they are poor that they cannot afford to be without it.